This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so that was Small Business Big Picture with Sabri. We're going to go up close now to a farm in Iowa where April Hemmes plants corn and soybeans, and she is fresh off the harvest. So we got her back on the phone this morning. April.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you? I don't think anybody's called me buddy since I was like five.
Oh, really?
Man. Oh, yeah.
I'm doing pretty good because I had a record harvest this year.
That's
so
why we got you on the phone, April Hemmes. So look, we talked in May and you were all,
yep.
It was terrible planting and the crop's going to be lousy and this and that. And I said, and I said, well, we'll call you back at harvest time. And here we are. And now it's like, everything's great. What happened?
Yay. Well, I don't know because actually no farmer around me. I was kind of in the Cinderella or Goldilocks spot. We got just the right amount of rain, but we're still in a drought. The entire state of Iowa, actually, you know this, the whole West is, but we just got rains at the right time. And it just goes to show the breeding of the plants and everything just worked for me. So I feel pretty blessed.
Fair enough. And you know, farmers work hard enough, so you should get whatever good things are coming to you. Now, what's on your list of worries, though? Because if I learn one thing talking to you
heavens.
Over the years,
it's where do just, I start?
Well, that's exactly it. Where do you start?
Well, and with the drought, as I mentioned before, we have record low levels on the Mississippi, which I've seen a lot of national stories. And so not only can our crops not get down, we put them in barges and get down to be exported. But for the spring, the fertilizer comes up the Mississippi. So that's a big worry. I have my potash and phosphorus on already for next year, but nitrogen, that all comes up the Mississippi too, or a lot of it for the Midwest. So that's a big worry for many farmers.
So those input costs that we talked about in May, you're still thinking they're going to be high for you for next year?
They're going to be higher than they were last year, is right. And so, you know, and with the higher crops that we had, it took a lot of goodies out of the ground, the corn. So you have to replace that. So, yeah, a lot higher costs, a lot more expensive getting things in.
Yeah.
And the railroad, is there going to be a railroad strike? We hope not.
Yeah.
I wish I had a crystal ball and say everything was going to be dandy, but
don't we all?
Know.
Let me ask you a serious question though. And we've been talking for a long time, you and me, so I figure I can kind of ask this and you'll give me the straight answer. You are, I think, and you kind of have to be because farmers kind of have to be. You're an optimistic person by nature, but does this all not just kind of weigh on you, all the, like, you know, gestures wildly, everything that's happening?
Well, yeah, but the thing that I decided a long time ago, because I'm headed into my 38th year farming, is I cannot fret about the things I can't control. You know, I know my cost of production. I've locked in some profits on selling ahead. So, yes, it does weigh on me, but I just, you know, met with the banker today and he's a brave, I always say, he's going to give me another line of credit for next year. And I always look at him and go, you're a brave man. So, I mean, that's really how I look at it. I cannot worry about the things I can't control. I can only manage them as best as I can.
38 years is a long time. How much longer are you going to do this?
It is. I don't know. My daughter just asked me that. Mom, how much longer are you going to do this?
And?
Well, here's the deal. I can hire people to do stuff, but I still really enjoy it. And my grandfather worked for me till he was 98. So I got a ways to go.
Grandfather working for you?
He drove every bean to town for me when he was 98. He lived to be 101.
Wow.
So, you know, I always say when people say, oh, they can't do this in ag or they can't do that. And I say, listen, my grandpa started farming with three horses and lived long enough to see auto steer come into tractors.
Wow.
I think the possibilities are endless for agriculture. We can wrap our heads around electronic tractors or sequestering carbon. We'll get it. It'll come around.
April Hemmes, she's our farmer. Corn, soybeans, all that good stuff in the great state of Iowa. April, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, look forward to it.